The Celestial Tarot, The Fool's Journey, Chapter 1, The Unmoved Dealer, The Museum of Forgotten Wisdom. The quiet echo of footsteps, sounds on wooden floors, the wind rustles, though there are no open windows. Distant chimes ring softly in the background as if from another time, and some are hidden from the world in a place where there is no time, or time has no meaning. There sits a museum, and it is a museum unlike any other around. Not a museum of artifacts or paintings, but of forgotten wisdom. There are shelves of dusty tomes stretching toward the sky, and glass cases hold relics from the world's long past. But the true heart of this place rests in a quiet corner, a single deck of cards, which glow faintly, waiting to be discovered. There is the sound of footsteps approaching, slowly, deliberate, as though drawn towards something unseen. They are the footsteps of the observer, weary from their own journey, approaching the deck. They are not sure of what they're looking for, perhaps answers, perhaps meaning, but they feel a pull, as if the cards are calling out to them. There is the sound of a faint hum which grows louder as the observer nears the deck, and a soft voice, barely more than a whisper and reverberating through the museum halls, seems to emanate from the cards themselves.
Follow if you dare.
The observer hesitates, a strange sense of anticipation swirling around them. Before them, the deck shimmers, shifting in the light. It is an ancient deck, worn at the edges, but alive with a power that transcends time. The cards, though motionless, seem to pulse with an energy, as though waiting for something or someone. The shuffling of cards echoes softly, though no one is there to shuffle them. The observer stands motionless, caught between fear and curiosity. The deck continues to address the observer, calm and alluring.
You seek answers. You seek a way forward. But first you must take a step into the unknown.
The observer is a silent traveler, their footsteps soft but deliberate as they move through the world of the tarot. Without speaking, their presence is felt through the sounds of their journey. The hesitant pause before a challenge, the deep breath in moments of awe, and the steady steps of resolve as they confront the mysteries ahead. Though the observer never speaks, we feel their emotions in the rhythm of their movement. Quiet tension, wonder, and reflection. The shuffle complete, the first card is dealt, sliding out of the deck, landing softly on the table. And there it is, the card of the fool and the first card of the journey. The observer stares at the card, unsure of what it means. The figure on it is simple yet powerful. It is the fool standing on the edge of a cliff, one foot raised as if to step into the void, and above them, the sun shines brightly, and a small white dog stands at the heels of the fool, looking up with loyalty and concern. A faint breeze picks up as though from within the card itself. The deck says softly,
"The journey begins with a single step. Are you ready?"
The observer, heart pounding, reaches for the card. And as their fingers brush its surface, the world around them begins to shift. The museum fades into the background, and the observer finds themselves standing not in front of the deck, but within it. And then things begin to change rapidly. The hum of the museum fades away, replaced by the sound of wind and distant waves crashing against rocks. The journey has begun. The Observer, by some means, is now in the world of the Fool within the deck. Their world is now the world of the deck. The cliffs stretch out before them, endless and jagged, while the sky above seems impossibly wide and full of promise. The Fool, the faceless figure from the card, stands at the edge of the cliff, their back to the Observer. The wind howls, waves crash far below, and the Fool's footsteps crunch on the gravel as they move forward slowly yet with certainty. The Fool, calm and thoughtful, says, "To begin is risk, but without the first step, how can one ever know what lies behind?" Standing on the edge of the cliff, the Fool gazes upward, arms open wide, as the sun bathes him in light. A white dog joyfully leaps at his feet, and blooming flowers surround him, while he prepares to step into the unknown with nothing but a small knapsack and a boundless sense of wonder. The deck itself is universal, though the deck in the museum may be unique. And in this deck, the tarot deck, the Fool represents new beginnings, innocence, and the courage to step into the unknown. He carries no baggage, only the essentials. The card is full of light and promise, symbolizing freedom, potential, and adventure. The Fool stands at the edge of the cliff, about to leap into the unknown, guided by trust in the universe. The Observer follows behind the Fool. The Fool doesn't turn around, but his words resound with the Observer deep in their soul. It is an invitation and also a challenge. The Observer feels a pull, a need to follow, but fear holds them back, the fear of the unknown. The Fool steps forward, 1 foot hovering over the edge of the cliff as depicted in the card. The wind howls louder now, as if urging the Observer to follow the one in front of him. And then the Fool steps off the cliff, but instead of falling, he soars, lifted by the winds of fate, carried into the unknown. The Observer watches in awe, their heart racing. They are no longer just a passive witness. They too must make a choice. The deck whispers,
"The Fool's journey is your journey now. Will you yourself take that leap?"
The Observer hesitates, but only for a moment before stepping forward, feeling the ground beneath them give way. But instead of falling, they feel weightless, as if carried by the same wind that lifted the Fool. The world blurs around them, shifting, changing, until they land gently on solid ground once more. The Fool, the Observer, and his dog, a trio, now safely arrived at the surface below. The Fool carries the knapsack on his shoulder, and it is light, symbolizing that he carries only what he needs. The white dog at his feet leaps joyfully, representing instinct and the faithful companion of intuition. The Fool's face is full of wonder and joy and the excitement of adventure. The three are no longer on the cliffs. The world around them now is different, softer, quieter, yet no less mysterious. Meanwhile, back at the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, the deck shuffles itself again, a mechanism of its design, issuing a second card, this time of the High Priestess. Each card drawn offers insight and guidance, shaping not only the journey of the Observer and the individual interacting with the deck, but also the very reality of the world which it comprises. The soft rustling of fabric is heard as the High Priestess steps forward, her voice calm and steady, like the pull of the tide. The Priestess leans forward, saying, "You seek knowledge, but knowledge is not always given freely. You must earn it step by step, question by question." The observer listens and feels a chill run down their spine. The High Priestess is not threatening, but there is something about her presence that demands respect. She stands between two towering pillars that rise from the earth, one dark, one light, symbols of the duality that she guards, and behind them hangs a veil, heavy with ancient symbols, hiding the truths that lie behind. The priestess continues. You stand at the threshold. Do you dare to part the veil to seek what lies behind? In this deck, in this world, the High Priestess manifests as Inanna, the goddess of Mesopotamia in Earth's ancient works and mythology. But across the multiverse, her essence transcends names, guiding seekers through intuition and hidden knowledge. The Fool, too, is an archetype, a universal traveler whose form remains undefined in this reality. Like the priestess, he could take on many different identities. As the cards shift in the deck, so too do the reflections across distant worlds. And it is these reflections which are the forces which echo and reshape the very fabric of existence. There is the faint hum of magic as the veil rustles behind the priestess, though it does not move. The observer steps forward, drawn to the veil, but uncertain. They glance back at the Fool, who now watches from a distance, their journey paused, but not yet over. The Fool, softly with a smile, says, "Every step is a leap, but some leaps require a deeper knowing." Even beneath the cliff, the observer can see the card drawn in the museum in his mind's eye. The card of the High Priestess now made manifest before him, the High Priestess's serene form now standing in front of him, as if drawn from both the deck and reality. In the card, she is seated between black and white pillars, symbolizing balance and duality. Her flowing blue and silver robes connect her to the spiritual realms, and a crescent moon crown rests on her head, representing feminine intuition. Her long, dark hair cascades over her shoulders like the night sky. And the priestess, Inanna, her half-closed eyes suggest that she is deep in thought, and her serene, ageless face radiates quiet power. She invites the seekers to trust their inner wisdom, revealing nothing outright, but always guiding through subtle insight. The High Priestess smiles, her eyes glinting with hidden knowledge. And as the observer reaches for the veil, the world around them blurs once more, fading into the unknown. The journey has only just begun, triggered perhaps by the cards drawn themselves. Events which occur in this world appear to originate in the museum, generating the cards that fuel the journey, first the Fool, and now the High Priestess. The observer can hear the sound of shuffling cards fading in, an impromptu end to this initial episode. The faint whisper of the deck and the Fool's dog's barking lingers in the background long after the sounds should have faded. And so the observer stands between the Fool and the High Priestess, their cards made manifest, guiding them through a world that now unfolds in perfect harmony with the deck's mysterious design.